Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We go to our VIP line, and it's Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider, presented by Budweiser, the official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. Matt, a somber day, certainly. 24-hour period as the sports world reacts to the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant. Your thoughts, it's kind of one of those where were you moments that all of us sports fans will know. So where were you when you got the news? I imagine you're at Pepsi Center. And just your reaction when you hear about the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I was at Pepsi Center. Was in the media dining room with the rest of the media and saw the first tweet came across, and like I said out loud, I was like, this can't be right. This can't be real. It was just so shocking. It was just stunning. And when it turned out that it was, you know, the more the reports started coming in, they confirmed that there was a crash. It certainly, you know, seemed to indicate that the report was accurate. The stunned silence that just echoed throughout the building as that news spread, I'll never forget, because everyone just didn't really know how to process it. I think, you know, what he meant to the game was so huge. He was such a divisive figure on top of everything else, given the life that he led. It really left everyone with an inability to process it. And I think it's still taking a lot of people time and will continue to take time throughout, you know, really for a long time, weeks, months, whoever knows, to understand really, you know, how to process this death so soon in his life.
How about the reaction of Nuggets players and Coach Michael Malone, the guys that you got a chance to talk to about Kobe and the passing?
Yeah, I mean, look, he was idolized by players in a way that I don't think fans even can really appreciate. He just meant something more to players for the way that he dedicated himself to the game, the approach that he took. And Michael Malone said he wasn't particularly close with Kobe, but Malone's been around the game for so long. You know, his dad's a coach. He's a coach. He's been around this league for decades. And so he understands what Bryant has meant to these players. You know, Will Barton obviously affected. Austin Rivers in tears yesterday during the game. Tyson Chandler, who knew him, was devastated. It was just clear that, you know, I think that his passing is going to mean something entirely different to the players that I don't think they're ever going to be able to communicate to anyone who hasn't been in the league.
He's our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore, joining us, Schlereth and Evans, with Cecil Lammy sitting in this morning. Matt, any favorite Kobe memory stand out for you? Any game, dropping 81, getting 60 in the final game, like, is there any Kobe memory that stands out to you more than others?
Yeah, I think for me it's probably 2009. Actually, it was a year where, you know, he won his first title without Shaq, and that was a season where, in that playoff run especially, all the things that he and Phil Jackson had gone back and forth about, that tension, like that was the moment when he really learned, I think, that he needed to trust his teammates. They had given him teammates that were good enough for him to feel like he could trust, but he really became so much more of a playmaker then, and it was a testament to his ability to adapt. And that, you know, for as strong as his ego was, as indomitable as his will was, and his self-belief that he could make the shot, he understood how to master the game and really control it at all levels. That 2009 season, I will always believe, was the best of his career. The scoring exploits in 2006 were incredible, but for me it was that, for a guy that always did things on his terms, that he was willing to look at the game and say, I need to make these adjustments if I want to win a title, and I care about winning more than anything. That season to me will always stand out.
Is Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider, presented by Budweiser, official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. Matt, I got one more for you before we let you out of here, man. I appreciate your time as always, brother. You saw Mark Cuban on Twitter saying, like, no one's going to wear 24 for the Mavs ever again. Do you think the league would implement some sort of, like, league-wide, like, nobody's wearing 24 again? Or will it just be Cuban and maybe a handful of other teams? And obviously, both of his numbers are retired with the Lakers already.
If they do it, it'll be in concert with talking to the owners and figuring out what they want to do. If all the owners are in favor of it, then they'll make that statement. And it'll be, you know, made as a league statement and go across. If there are some teams that don't feel comfortable with that decision, then that may be the case. I think that that's possible. I don't think that there's going to be a league mandate against owners' wishes. There does seem to be a lot of driving interest in that idea, though.
Okay, Matt, be good, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there we have him, Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider, talking about the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant. 18-time NBA All-Star, 4-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, 11-time All-NBA First Team, 2-time gold medalist, 5-time NBA champion, 2-time NBA Finals MVP, and 2008 NBA MVP. Rest in peace, Mamba.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.